Hello, 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 everybody. Hey, I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie right here on WCNO 89.9 FM right here in Palm City. The Lord is great, and yes, he is worthy to be praised. Again, we want to welcome you to the program of Spirit and Truth with me on to this day. Listen, the Lord is worthy to be praised. Man, I tell you, I'm so relaxed. I feel so good. Know that the Lord, he is still keeping us. Amen. What a beautiful day outside. I tell you, nature is so beautiful. So we thank God for even the air that we breathe. Amen. Amen. And so it's always good to give thanks and praise unto the Lord. Amen. For what he has done for us. Amen. The Lord is worthy. He sent his only son that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. And his name is Jesus. Amen. Let me get that right. His name is Jesus. Amen. But I want you to know today that we are here to pray for you. Welcome again. Welcome to the program. Spirit and Truth, we are here. Amen. We are here to encourage you. We are here to pray with you, pray for you. We are here just to let the Lord have his way. Amen. For 30 minutes. And so we want you to know, don't be afraid. Listen. And just reach us at 772-221-1100. The program Spirit and Through with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie from the Word Church right there, Port St. Lucie, 10120 South Federal Highway, right there in the hotel called Holiday Inn. Amen, amen. Now, listen to me carefully. I want to read a portion of Scripture for you on this day. And as I read this portion of Scripture for you today, I pray that you receive it. I pray that you be blessed as we read this portion of Scripture. I also want to thank, amen, for those of you for your phone calls, amen, calls and your testimony. We thank God for you. It's important, you know, we need for you to let us know that what the Lord is doing, amen, what the Lord is doing this day and this time and this season. So we thank God for all the phone calls. We thank God for you. We thank God for your prayers. So keep on calling, share it with a family member, share it with a neighbor, and let them know that they can tune into WCNO 89.9 FM with the program Spread and Through It with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie from the Word Church, amen, right here in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Let us look at the word of the Lord for today. I'm going to read this. It's coming from Psalms 37. It said, "Fret not thou self because of evil doers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herbs." And this is not my word. This is the word of the Lord. It said, "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee thou heart desire. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." I keep on hearing that word. It shall come to pass. Let us pray. Father, we just give you thanks and praise, Lord, on this day. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us a brand new day. We thank you, Lord, that we are here, God, alive, doing your work, God. Father, it's not about me or it's not about us, but it's about you and your people. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this radio station, WCNO 89.9 FM, and the managers and staff. We pray that you continue to bless them and also the listeners. Oh, God, we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, listen to me carefully as I read that portion of Scripture. In the book of Psalms 37, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers." And as I began to focus on this much earlier on the day, I want somebody to know today, I don't know what you might be facing today, but listen, we want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. And then after in verse 3 say, "Trust in the Lord." You know, even as I sit in this studio, I'm sitting down in a chair, and I'm telling you, amen, amen, amen. Hello, welcome. You are on the program Spread and Truth with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. This is Philbert Hellman. How are you, sir?
Bishop Philbert Hellman, amen. You down there in Guyana, right?
Yes, sir. Hi, this is where I am right now.
Wow. Guyana. Guyana, amen. WCNO 89.9 FM say hello, amen. They can go live and watch, you know, this program, you know, because they have a website, amen. Bishop, tell me something, sir. So what you doing down there in Guyana, sir?
We're doing a CBS for two locations. We already did one for one location. The place is called Mabaluma.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are ready to go to another location. It's called Aituni. We're going there in Aituni. So that's what we are waiting now to go to Aituni. We're going to be there for the next 5 days. We're going to start on Monday.
Wow.
And then we're going to come finish on Wednesday.
Wow.
So that's what we're doing.
Now, Bishop, I know you was here with, I know you was here with me in the studio a couple of weeks ago. Now you down there, my God, in a land where there's maybe no water or no light, or man, that's ministry, that's mission work, amen. So be blessed, the Lord for you. So tell me, sir, tell me. I don't know if I could do it again from the islands. And listen, I know it's not easy. So you down there. Supporting and helping folks, you helping children, and you teaching them at the same time the word of the Lord.
Yes, we are. That's what we're doing, and we're waiting to go to Aituni to help the people because we finished with Mabaluma.
Mabaluma.
We're waiting on the help. Yeah.
So tell me something, sir. How many children does be in the attendance of the VBS?
The one in Mabaluma, we had close to 500 children.
Wow.
Yeah, we had close to 500 children in Mabaluma.
Wow. And so how many children you expecting when you go to the next location, sir?
The next location, about 300 children we're going to have. Yeah, about 300 children we're going to have at the next location.
Wow. So are these children excited to hear about Christ? Are they excited?
Yes, I didn't get that.
No, I'm saying to you, are these young people and even adults, are they excited to hear about Jesus Christ?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. They are. We have so many people that are here waiting, and we have people coming from all over the place to some people, one guy has 12 children.
What?
And he had to travel by a boat for 2 hours every day and then walk about an hour to come to the location where we are.
Wow. Hold on now. Go ahead. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Wow. I know your phone sounds a little muffly because you're far away, so... We're going to let you go because your phone sang muffled. So, Bishop, listen to me, sir. Your phone sang a little muffly. So what we can do, when you return, sir, we will make sure you're on with me. Amen. When you return, sir. So, again, sir, we want to thank you, sir, so much. We appreciate what you're doing for the Lord, sir. So again, we encourage you. And for those who listen to us today, I'm telling you, he is Bishop Philbert Hilleman. He was with me a couple times right here on the program. And so, Bishop, sir, I just want to thank you, sir, again for doing the great work of the Lord. So you want to say one or two words before you leave, sir?
Well, I just want to say that you guys should continue to keep us in prayer, because when you go, it's not easy when you have to deal with all the children. And when you are in the heat, it's not easy. So we crave your prayers when we get there, because when we get there, we're gonna leave to go there today, and we're gonna start with a church service tomorrow, and then we start the decoration of the place, and we're gonna do VBS on Monday. We're gonna start VBS on Monday, and it's gonna be for 3 days.
Amen.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank you.
So we are excited to be a blessing to the community and make things happen for the community there.
Amen. Well, Bishop, let us pray right now. So, Father, we give you thanks and praise, God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for missionaries. We thank you, Lord, for man of God, a woman of God, Father, who are leaving their comfort zone, God. Father, even as he leaves his comfort zone, him and his wife, Father, and the team, Father, we ask, God, that you continue, Lord, to keep, guide, and protect them. Father, we pray, God, we ask you, God, that you open the door to make the process smooth. Father, we pray, God, as they do their VBS, that you get the honor and the glory. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for the families who will come from far and near. We ask that you bless them tremendously. Father, bless this team, Father, even as they do the work, God, Father, down there, God, in Guyana somewhere, Father, we just ask your blessing upon them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Sue, sir. And we'll talk when you arrive, sir. God bless you.
Okay.
Blessing. Amen. Amen. Wow. That's Bishop Elliman. I'm telling you, man, he on mission work. Listen, that's what it's all about, mission work. Hey, we are here to pray for you. We are here to encourage you. For the Bible said, yes, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the heart desire. What is your heart desire today? Is your heart desire to get closer with the Lord? Is your heart desire to do God's will? It's your heart desire, amen, amen, to just go out there and do evangelism. It's your heart desire to do mission. It's your heart desire. What is your heart desire today? Listen, I want to pray for somebody right now. I don't know what you're going through right now. Maybe you've been praying and asking God to do some things for you for a long time, and maybe you felt like, God, I'm not getting through. Lord, I'm not, nothing's taking place. So I want to pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just give you thanks and praise. We honor you. We glorify you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for that person right now. God, Father, I pray, God, that you will give them their heart desire. Lord, I don't know what their heart desire is may be, but God, you know what the heart desire may be. Father, I thank you right now for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. You can reach us right now, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie with the program. Amen. Spirit and truth. Amen. I want you to know, I want you to be encouraged. Listen, God got your back. Amen. God got your back. Listen, nothing could happen without God's permission. Amen. I don't know what you're facing right now, but I want to encourage you. This is a brand new month. I want to encourage you to hold the faith. I want to encourage you. Don't you turn your back on God. I want to encourage you. If the Lord said it, you just be faithful and be committed, be dedicated to the things of God, and hold on to the word of the Lord. I want to encourage somebody today under the sound of my voice. Listen, the Bible said, trust in the Lord and listen and do good. The Bible said, listen, trust in the Lord. Listen. I tell somebody today, listen, even as I sit in this chair, like I was saying much earlier, yes, listen, I'm sitting down in a chair and the chair is holding me up. So that's mean I have confidence in this chair to hold me up. Well, amen. So if I got confidence in this chair, what do you think with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords who what created this chair? Come on, somebody. He gave somebody the idea, amen, and they what build the chair, or they designed this chair. So why don't we put our trust in the Lord? Listen, God want to turn your situation around. God want to fix your situation. And I want to encourage you today. You can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. It's not over until God said it's over. And sometimes you feel like, Lord, everybody left me, everybody leave me. It feel like, I mean, it's just over. But I want you to know, listen, the Bible says when we commit our ways unto the Lord, amen. Listen, when you commit your ways and you trust in God, listen. Yes, you can go through the fire sometime. Yes, there is a process. But it doesn't mean that God will leave us or forsake us. Listen, if it's God's will for you to get healed, you're going to get healed. If it's God's will for you not to get healed, you're not going to get healed. But we are here to pray, amen, for the Bible said, God, he said through his son, Jesus Christ, he said that we must what? You ask in his name, not in Lawrence McKenzie's name, but we ask it in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he said, where we pray, we ask in his name. And he said, he's going to do it. So God, the Father in heaven, so he can be glorified. Father God, there's somebody right now, God, somebody listen to me under the sound of my voice, Father. Lord, Father, they are at a crossroad. And Father, they're wondering, God, what to do. Father, they're wondering whether they should walk out, God, walk out of your will. They're wondering, God, whether they should turn their back. Father, I pray, God, let your Holy Spirit, God, oh, God, keep them, God. I pray, God, that they will stay, God. They will stay in the kingdom of God. Father, God, I come against the plan of the enemy who tried to discourage them today. Father, I ask, God, to keep them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. There is somebody on this prayer line right now. You're wondering, amen, how you gonna get your school supply for your children. Well, I want to encourage you, amen, you serve a God, for the Bible said the eight is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Father, I pray right now for that mother, Lord, that mother who have five children right now, that mother who have five children, And she don't know, God, where or how she going to get the school supply. Father God, I pray, God, that you will send help, God. Lord, touch the heart of somebody, Lord, to be a blessing to this mother with five children. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You can reach us right now, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Amen. 772-221-1100. There's someone right now. You listen to me right now. Yes, you listen to me, but you afraid to call. Listen, don't be afraid to call. You can reach us right now. And I want to pray for you. There's somebody right now. Listen to me. Listen to me carefully. Oh, Lord, I heard deep down in my spirit. You want to launch out in the deep, but your faith is weak. And I want to encourage you and pray with you. Listen, if the Lord said it, the Lord will. He will support what he do. For the Bible said, God is a man, he cannot lie. You want to launch out in the deep. You want to launch your ministry. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I pray, God, for this couple right now, this marriage couple, Father. I pray, God, for this pastor and his wife right now. Father, I pray, God, that they will have the faith, God, in you, Father, to launch out, Father, in their ministry. We ask your blessings upon them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie right here with the program, Spirit and Truth. Amen. WCNO 89.9 FM. You can reach us 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie, listen, God, if God is for you, who can be against you? If God is for you, who can be against you? I don't care how big they may be, what the army may be, but if God is for you, who can be against you? Amen. I feel it deep down in my spirit. Amen. Deep down in my spirit, there's somebody. You're wondering right now, yes, you're pondering right now, yes, you're pondering right now whether you should give your life to Christ, amen, whether you should give your life to Christ, amen. I feel it deep down in my spirit. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. If that's you, this person, listen, I need you to repeat these words after me, amen. Lord Jesus, I come before you on this day. Lord, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. And Father God, I know that you are the Son of the living God. You came, you died, you buried, and on the Thursday you rose. And because of that, I accept that I am a sinner, and I accept you as Lord and Savior today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Welcome into the kingdom of God. Amen. Welcome into the kingdom of God. I feel it deep down in my spirit realm. There are so much folks right now, you discouraged, you hurting, but I want to encourage you right now. There's somebody listening to me on this line today, but you don't want to call in. Listen, I want to encourage you. Listen, you discouraged. I mean, you just discouraged. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, Lord, I pray right now, God. Father, I pray that you, God, that you, Lord, let your Holy Spirit encourage this person today in the name of Jesus. Yes, you are Christian, but you discourage. Father, I pray, God. Father, God, lift their spirit, God. Let them know, God, that there is still hope. It's not over, God. Let them know, God, that you will never leave them nor forsake them. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 and amen. You can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. Somebody, God wants you to commit your plans. I don't know what your plan is. God wants you to commit your plans unto him today. Whatever the plan is, I heard in my spirit realm, the Lord wants you to commit the plan today. And as you commit your plan to the Lord today, amen, I'm telling you, you had this plan now for a little while. You had this plan for a little while. Come on, somebody help me up in here. You had this plan for a little while, and it seemed like dust get on this plan. But I come to tell you, amen, the Holy Spirit will breed up on this for you today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And as the Holy Spirit breed up on this plan for you today, it can bring honor and glory to God, but you're going to benefit. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you right now, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, oh God, for this person, God, who have a plan, God, and he think this plan is dead. But, oh God, Father, I thank you, Lord, for letting your Holy Spirit, God, revive this plan in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. There is a pastor, you listen to me right now, and you're about to close the door. You're about to close your ministry door because it feels like there's nothing taking place. Nobody is coming in. There's no members is coming in, just you and one or two other people. And you're really discouraged. You're about to close the door. But I come to let you know, I heard it in the spirit realm. The Lord said, don't close that door because he is the Lord thy God. He said, yes, one planet, one water, but he increased. And I heard in the spirit realm, the Lord said, continue to do the work of the Lord. God said, don't be concerned about numbers because when time get ready, he will add to your ministry. ministry in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. There's somebody listening to me right now in your vehicle right now, and you're driving right now, and I can see the tears rolling down on your cheeks. You're driving and the tears are rolling down on your cheeks. You're about to give up, but I speak life into you. I speak purpose into you. I speak hope into you. I speak Christ into you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. You can reach us right here at 772-221-1100. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie, listen. God kept you alive. God kept you. And he brought you in this brand new month, the month of August, because he have a plan and a purpose for you. Can I tell you, the plan of God is divine? Come on, somebody. The plan of the Lord is divine, and nobody can change that. Nobody can turn that back, only God himself. So I want you to know, listen, whatever you're going through right now, just remember, God is able. The Lord God can bring you through over and over. He did it before, and he'll do it again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody, you're praying and asking God for a financial breakthrough. Oh, Lord. For a financial breakthrough. You want to do some things, but you just can't do it because you don't have the resources. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I pray, God, that you will give them, God, some kind of, God, an idea or some kind of, what's creation, God, to bring wealth into them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for it right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. There's somebody on this line right now. You listen to me. You want to purchase a home. You want to purchase a home. And yes, when you went to the institution, the lending institution, so you could borrow the money, and they turn you down. But here in the spirit realm, the Lord said, go back again, because he done work it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. There is also a pastor on the line. Amen. A pastor, listen to me. You listen to me, and then you have a program. Yes, you have a program, and it feels like the program is not reaching people. I heard in the spirit realm, God said, I get in the glory, and the program is reaching people. Just keep on doing what I tell you to do in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. There is another minister of God. God, amen. You are looking for a space to hold church service. I hear the Lord say, I will provide for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Man, I don't know who this is for today, but I'm excited on this day. I'm excited to know that the Lord is still working. He's still doing miracles. He's still healing. He's still delivering. My God is still working. And listen. The enemy will not have you. The enemy will not have your marriage. The enemy will not have your children. We come against it in the name of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your family. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your health. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the situation. Listen, in the name of Jesus Christ, listen, you shall live and not die until the Lord ready for you. Somebody been shouting right there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Listen, if you're watching us right now, amen, by way of the internet, I want to encourage you. Listen, God got your back. God know what he's doing. I want to encourage you. Never give up on God. Listen, folks might leave you. Folks might talk with you. Folks might laugh at you, but you trust God to the end. You believe in God because God is able to do some seed and abundance. Oh, my God. Somebody been shouting right there. I feel a shout coming up. I better take it easy up in here. I better take it easy up here. For the Bible said, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad inside of it. You can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. My God, my God, my God, what a wonderful God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. We heard from Bishop Philman Hillman. I tell you, all the way there in Guyana as he do mission work. What an awesome God. Listen, God will take you places that you never went before. God will open doors for you that was never opened before. God will do some things for you, man. Listen, just trust God. Just believe God. And exercise your faith and step out in faith. Listen, I don't care who tried to stop you. When God get ready, it will happen. It shall come to pass because he's God and there's none like him. I want to speak into somebody's life right now. You're watching by way of Facebook right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, there's somebody, you're out of Florida. You are international. You're out of United States of America. You international. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord, I thank you right now. Father, I thank you right now. As they listen to this program, listen to me. Father, I pray, God, that you, God, will give them the heart desire. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. I heard in the spirit realm, the Lord said, nation going to worship him. Nation going to be bowing down to the Lord. And the Lord said, in this season, I'm bringing forth men of God, woman of God, people of God, who are sincerely sold out for him. And the Lord said, in this season, nations can be bowing down. Leaders will be bowing down to him because he's God and there's none like him. I hear the Lord say, even over this region right now, the Lord said, even over this region, Father, in the name of Jesus, even over this region, God going to do some new things within this region. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hello, caller, you're on the line.
Calling for prayer. Calling for prayer. Traveling down the highway to go see my husband. He's in the hospital. He's sick, and I just to the west end. It just seemed like things are just, I don't know, but I'm traveling, and I just need God's grace and need to feel good. I had to pull up on the side of the road because I started having a feeling that I didn't like the feeling. I'm like, I'm on this road, God. But God, I know you're able to take me and you're going to bring me, God.
Amen. Uncle, let us pray. Thank you so much. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you, Lord. That's the call, Father. As she drive, Lord Jesus, she had to pull on the side of the street. Father, thank you for it right now. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. God, she's want to give up. Lord, she wants. Lord, let her know, God, there's still hope. Father, let her know that you love her, God. Let her know that you care, you're concerned. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that she called in today. Father, I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. Father, I ask you right now, God, over her right now. Bless her, God. Father, I pray for healing, God. Lord, touch her in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, I ask you to move that discouragement from her today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we come against any hindrance, every warlock, every witchcraft, voodoo, God trying to destroy her. We come against it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we speak life into her. We speak purpose into her in the name of Jesus Christ from Nazareth. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. You shall live and not die in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare the purpose belongs to you. I decree and declare that you are overcomer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Satan, the blood of Jesus Christ is against you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, 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 and amen. I don't know if I can say that word, amen, amen, but God bless you. God bless you. Boy, I tell you, when you feel the power of the Lord is raising up, come on, somebody, help me up in here. God bless you. God bless you. Hey, listen, 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 listen. God is able to heal. God is able to deliver. He's able to do it. There's nothing too hard, and that's the word of the Lord. There's nothing too hard for God. And so again, woman of God, I don't know, you say you're about to travel. Listen, we pray for travel mercies for you in the name of Jesus Christ. That the Lord will thank you, dear. Amen. And bring you back safe. Amen. I pray for even for your family in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Time go by so quickly. And listen, listen. We get only but one more minute or two more minutes, and we'll be out of here. I want to thank you for your prayers and support. We want to thank you for your prayers and support. Apostle Lawrence McKenzie from the Word Church there in Port St. Lucie, 10120 South Federal Highway. Amen. Be right there. Amen. In the hotel. Amen. The Lord. Listen, God is favor. I tell you, favor. If the Lord tells you to do something, you just do it, and God will open doors for you. Listen to me. I'm telling you, I live in West Palm Beach, and the Lord said, go down there. I said, Lord, that's too far. But listen, just do what God said, and your life will never be the same no more. Amen. Pastor Lawrence McKenzie, we encourage you. Join us next week by the grace of God. Same place. Amen. WCNO 89.9 FM, same time. Amen. By the grace of God. Now, listen, it's all about God. If the Lord said, Lawrence, you live. Lawrence, we call you home. But amen. We trust in God that God will take us through. Amen. 30 more seconds, we'll be out here. We love you. God bless you. Try to find a place of worship tomorrow by the grace of God. Try to find a place of worship and just go worship the Lord. Amen. There's a lot of ministry right here. Amen. In this area. Amen. Go find a ministry. Amen. If not, you can visit us 10120 South Federal Highway. Amen. Right there in Port St. Lucie. Well, I want to thank my producer. Amen. And brother, I'm Stephen. Amen. God bless you. We thank you. We thank you. Producer, we thank you. Amen. 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 We thank you, sir. God bless you. We thank the management and staff. We thank you on Facebook. God bless you. And God bless the family. Well, until we meet again, by the grace of God, Pastor Lawrence McKenzie, God bless you. Have a blessed day, the Lord. Thank you for listening to us today. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at 662-655-9327, The Word Church. We are located 10120 South Flagler Highway, Port St. Lucie. Well, until we meet again, I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
From the heart of the Everglades, this is Pastor Arlen Payne inviting you to join us every Wednesday at 5:15 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. for the Consider His Word radio program.
Consider His Word.